Let me move this candle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Let me just move this whole thing.
Well, the whole thing wasn't in my way. It's just it was harder to get the microphone over to Evan.
But now the people listening will know we don't burn, won't know we burn sage.
Is this all going to be on the on the radio?
Oh, we could start the whole thing on the radio if you want.
That's a great idea.
It's just go like how it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I should remind people that they're listening to K-Hum, and right now I'm sitting with two first year, also known as the PTP, or Professional Training Program, students at Del Arte, Evan and Felix.
Hi, I'm Felix.
Hi, I'm Evan.
So tell me, what is Comedia?
That's a great question.
Oh my gosh, don't answer it with a question.
I was going to answer it with a question, but maybe I should answer it with an answer. At its simplest form, Comedia is an art form developed in Italy in the beginning of the Renaissance.
And Comedia mostly plays off of archetypes?
Yeah, that's correct. There's like 9 to 10 different archetypes, which are basically these stock characters that have very specific things that they want, need, and very specific ways that they move.
And it's probably pretty fun to jump into all these different ones.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's really tiring, though, but it's fun.
Awesome. Which ones are you guys?
I play the Doctor and Stupino.
Okay.
The Doctor likes to talk a lot about things he doesn't fully understand, mostly involving the female organs. And Stupino is, well, he's stupid.
Yeah.
And I play Pantalone and Pulcinella. Pantalone is like the old parent. I play obviously the male version. And he's like really greedy. He loves his money. He loves women, but he's so old that he can't do anything if he actually gets them. So he's got a really high libido, but nowhere to go with it. He's kind of like a bird. And Pulcinella is a servant that doesn't want to be a servant. He's kind of smart, but he has to be a servant, but he's really, really crass and, like, mean and ugly. Like, he's got boils or whatever. He's, like, the lowest of the low. He's really fun.
And this is going to be your first public show as a student, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting.
Are you nervous? I would be pretty nervous.
Absolutely. Yeah. but it'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be really cool to see all of you guys out there doing a lot of stuff. And I don't know. I like Comedia. It's pretty foolish.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty crazy. We find that the more it gets away from real situations and just into insanity and strangeness is where it really pops.
Yeah, that's where it's really awesome, is where it just gets wild. And, like, it doesn't really make any sense, but, like, it does, but it doesn't. You know what's happening.
So you basically play in these characters and then you develop scenarios.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, The way it's traditionally done is you pretty much just get the archetypes, and I guess you study them for a while, and then you put them all together in a scenario, or maybe like 4 or 5 of them in a mm-hmm. scenario, and you make little scenes, and you just improvise until like a story makes itself, because they lend themselves so much to stories. Like, they just like, they all want like 1 or 2 things, and you put them together, and like eventually after you play for a while, you get a story.
And so starting on Thursday night, people see the story that you all have been developing over the past month or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We see stories. We also see just random encounters between various different characters, between one character that really wants money and another character that really wants to steal his money.
Yeah.
And when you put those two people together, a story is bound to emerge.
Yeah. Like, what happens when you put two old men who love money in front of a purse, you know, and like neither of them wants to let the other one know it's a purse, and like, you know, they do all these crazy things, and yeah.
And what's really great is people can relate to a lot of the characters as well. And it's usually pretty funny.
Yeah, we like to think that all the characters are based on something in us. Because there's, in each of us, the old man that really likes money and the doctor that keeps talking even though he has no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah. And, like, that's what Comedia, that's a big thing of Comedia is, like, it's kind of a little, it's talking a little bit about what you see every day. You know, totally blown out of proportion, but, yeah.
Well, do you have anything else you want to add?
Come with an open heart, ready to fart.
It sounds like you've said that way too many times.
He keeps saying that. We tell him not to, but there it is.
It's gonna be gross. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be so much fun.
Well, remember that the Commedia is going to be shown Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. on Over the Carlo Theater at Del Arte in Blue Lake. It is Pay What You Can. This will be up at kham.com shortly, and we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Kham.